Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in health. The Omicron variant is spreading all across the United States.
Members of the White House COVID response team are calling for calm as the Omicron variant spreads.
We are equipped and prepared to fight the Omicron variant head on.
Cases of the strain first identified in South Africa have popped up in multiple states, including Minnesota and Colorado, while the U.S. is still battling another COVID strain.
99.9% of cases in the country right now are from the Delta variant.
A recent study published in The Lancet found booster shots significantly strengthen the body's immune response against COVID-19, which could be critical in the fight against Omicron.
A new study finds you probably don't need to worry about which COVID-19 booster you should get.
British researchers compared seven different brands of COVID-19 vaccines as boosters. They found most of them prompted a strong immune response, with Moderna and Pfizer eliciting the strongest regardless of the initial vaccine. They reached this conclusion after measuring the antibody levels of nearly 3,000 volunteers 4 weeks after they received their booster shots, and found those who had the Moderna booster had the greatest number of antibodies. That's a good way of predicting the effectiveness of a vaccine. The study did not measure the effectiveness of boosters against the new Omicron variant. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
The White House expands access to at-home COVID-19 testing.
A sweeping new plan from the White House to fight against the spread of the coronavirus includes free testing and reimbursement for at-home COVID tests. President Biden announced yesterday a requirement for private health insurers to reimburse the cost of over-the-counter testing kits. The government will also buy another 25 million tests for clinics and health centers to offer to those without insurance.
The number of children with autism is rising, according to a new report from the CDC.
The new numbers indicate more children and younger children are being diagnosed with autism. The data released by the Centers for Disease Control show in children age 8, 1 out of 44 has the condition. This is based on data gathered in 2018 and is a significant increase compared to 2016, when it was 1 out of 54 children. In children age 4, the increase was even higher. Some of the higher numbers may be the result of more awareness about autism. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A new Swedish study suggests elevated heart rate could be linked to an increased risk of developing dementia.
The study looked at resting heart rates in more than 2,000 people 60 and older and followed them for up to 12 years. Those with a resting heart rate of 80 beats per minute or higher had a 55% higher risk of dementia than those with a resting heart rate of 60 to 69 beats per minute. This was significant even after adjusting for factors like cardiovascular disease. The study comes as the number of people living with dementia is expected to increase to 139 million globally by 2050. Findings are published in Alzheimer's and Dementia, the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.